You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Could you please speak on what factors have led to the rise of black market vapes in schools?
Yeah, I think it's because I do a lot of my mahi in schools delivering workshops to students, just giving them some good information around the harms of vaping. And it's quite interesting because a few of the teachers or the principals, sometimes the students themselves, will say that they know of other students who bring vapes to school to sell. I was at a primary school recently and one of the teachers told me that the day that I was there doing workshops, they had bought a student who was trying to sell vapes to the other kids in the class.
Could you speak on what obstacles this government might have working with organisations such as your foundation and how organisations such as the foundation might work with policymakers to overcome such barriers?
Yeah, I think the challenge has been that a lot of the regulations that we have at the moment heavily favour the industry itself. We've always advocated for stronger regulations around vaping, right back from when they were first being marketed and introduced here, sort of 2017, 2018. So we're going on over 5 years now where we have advocated and pushed for the government to take a stronger stance. And it's been quite frustrating because the regulations that we have just haven't been enough to curb the uptake of vaping by our rangatahi and our tamariki. And now we're seeing kind of the results of that in that, you know, there are a lot of teenagers who have an addiction to nicotine from vaping, who may have never smoked a cigarette before and gone straight on to vaping and become addicted to nicotine that way. And now we're even starting to see that kind of thing happening with our primary school students, which is really scary and really sad at the same time because we could have avoided a lot of the situation that we're in at the moment.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.